RSC Chairman Flagrant Trump China Deal shows Trump is truly the master of the art of the deal. By Hannah Knudsen on May 12, 2025. The deal struck by the Trump administration and China, essentially agreeing to a 90-day escalation in the trade standoff while formal negotiations continue, shows that President Donald Trump is truly the master of the art of the deal. Republican Study Committee, RSC, Chairman Representative August Pfluger, RTX, said in a statement Monday morning. Pfluger, chairman of the largest conservative caucus in the U.S. House, said in a statement. President Trump's groundbreaking agreement with China demonstrates he is truly the master of the art of the deal. This deal establishes a fair baseline while discussions between Secretary Besant, Ambassador Greer, and Chinese officials continue with the goal of rebalancing our $295.4 billion trade deficit. While this represents progress, China's track record demands our vigilance, he urged, stressing that any trade deal must be enforceable to ensure China doesn't return to its pattern of broken promises and economic exploitation. American strength, not concession, is the only language China understands, he said. President Trump has proven he can bring our competitors to the table and that he will fight for the American worker, the congressman added. The statement came shortly after the release of a joint statement detailing the agreement, which involves suspending the majority of tariffs imposed recently between the two countries. It reads in part, "The parties recognize the importance of their bilateral economic and trade relationship to both countries and the global economy. They vow to move forward in the spirit of mutual opening, continued communication, cooperation, and mutual respect." Breitbart News's economics editor John Carney reported. Under the terms of the deal, the U.S. will reduce its reciprocal tariff on Chinese imports to 10%, down from the 125% level imposed during the height of the trade standoff earlier this year. China will match that move by lowering its own tariff on U.S. goods to 10%, also from 125%. Beijing also agreed to suspend non-tariff countermeasures that had been enacted since early April. A separate 20% tariff the U.S. imposed over China's role in supplying illicit drug manufacturers with key ingredients for fentanyl will remain in place. Once such actions have been taken, China and the United States agree to establish a mechanism to continue discussions about economic and trade relations. Per the formal statement, which lists He Lifeng, Vice Premier of the State Council, as the lead representative on China's side and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer as reps for the American side for continued talks through a newly created bilateral mechanism. These discussions may be conducted alternately in China and the United States, or a third country upon agreement of the parties. As required, the two sides may conduct working-level consultations on relevant economic and trade issues, the statement adds. The announcement follows last week's news of the Trump administration's trade deal with the United Kingdom, the first since Trump's Liberation Day announcement of reciprocal tariffs.